All right, we'll call the meeting to order then. Roll call, Neil.
Karen Ashford.
Here.
Corey Davenport.
Here.
James Atkins.
Here.
Brian Brandon.
No.
Marshall Williams.
No.
Okay. Back to you.
Okay. Minutes of the last meeting, June the 21st.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Discuss the elevator at the Adams Building?
What do we even say? I think I'd like us to think about that with governor's money. I don't know that we can afford it this year by the time we do all the parking lots and things. Direct cost is like $75,000. That's to the elevator company. There's some masonry work that has to happen, probably a couple other subs, and then engineering fees. So I imagine it'll be $100,000, $125,000 before it's all done. But then we can actually use the third floor properly, and gives us 6,000 feet of flexibility. So.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Why couldn't we use some of our debt service? We ain't doing nothing with it.
Well, we would just have to borrow it to use it.
And turn around and pay it back?
Mm-hmm.
And they like 3-year loans on that.
But yeah, we can't use any of that 2.8 for that, right?
No.
I mean, I'm not saying that's what we got to do, but I mean, it's an idea if we wanted to fix it and be done with it.
We could.
Do we have any sense where the governor is on doing
the rescue plan, or?
Well, no, regular, like the 317 we got this year, the 767. Are we expecting another handout next year?
I haven't heard anything. Hasn't come down. The only thing I know that I got a meeting on the 27th on the American Rescue Plan. That's really the only thing that's bubbled up. That's supposed to be infrastructure driven, and there's a couple of things I wanted to kind of. I talked to Tommy Lee and I talked to Mark Farley. I'm supposed to kind of come up with what I think is like the priority list of what Cannon County needs. And we're supposed to...
For our funding?
Yeah, well, from an infrastructure standpoint, what do you think, that's what I was kind of told as a pre-read, is that they're going to probably ask the counties to come up with in the Upper Cumberland District, what do we think individually are the priorities that we need for the American Rescue Plan infrastructure related?
Beyond the 2.85, like what we think is the next tranche of this thing, or out of the 2.85?
Out of the 2.85. Yeah, I don't think anything else. I mean, and we can discuss that tonight. I mean, I'm open for ideas. I don't have any. I mean, I have a lot of different, you know, things that meet the priority. I mean, I've kind of been here like most of y'all, but I'd like to know. Me and Abby both. They've invited us up, but there's no lunch. So, you know, it's... I was snacked. So I'll have to... They said that a couple of meetings up there, so... But we can discuss that. I mean, I think you're...
That's
you're,
on the agenda.
Yeah, the getting back to the old Adams, or the here in the building. Yeah, I think 125 isn't a bad estimate. We know it's a hard 75,000 number, and I think you're us to do this. Pretty accurate of what else it could cost. I mean, it would give that floor access.
Well, it just appears that we may eventually need that floor.
Yeah.
At first, I didn't think we would need it, but like we were talking about the extension office, to get that up to ADA standards is going to cost a lot, and that building's
falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in bad shape.
Potentially moving that into this building and giving archives a whole floor, half of the third floor, and then using, you know, the rest of it for other spaces. We're also probably going to have to move at some point, what do we call it, over at the old jail?
Child advocacy.
Child advocacy.
Because that's got ADA issues. Yeah, I'm not sure it's going to be worthwhile to rip that building apart.
That building would be the little stone in there.
So, I mean, the jail side is one thing, but
yeah.
We can avoid that part, but the other half, you know, that has people using it on a regular basis, that's going to be a problem long term.
Now, you said something, though, about we'd have to borrow. To use debt service money?
Yeah, you have to take out a loan,
Because it's in a debt service account, it can only be used to pay
debt. We can't transfer out of it.
Yeah, so we take a loan out just to pay it out of service. Mm-hmm. What about capital outlay, though? Don't we have a...
We do.
Some money in capital outlay. What could we use capital outlay?
Why could we take a 3-year loan and then turn around and pay it off immediately?
We could.
There's probably a penalty for that.
There probably is a penalty sometimes for that.
But it may just be better off than paying interest over 2 years. There's no problem using capital outlay money or the 317 that we got this year, but by the time we add up, this parking lot's going to be 100 grand. Community center is going to easily be 100 grand. Community center, ball fields, parking lot, all the ADA parking lots, easily 100, and probably 200 probably in the community center roof, and their furnace could be 100 and a quarter.
So capital outlay is really tapped.
We think, sadly, it is. I mean, we're going to take care of some things that won't have to be touched again for a long period of time. But
so parking lots, how many are we going
to
do?
We have to, well, besides gas, community center, just taking care of the big ones. Ball fields, the one here on the backside of this building. We have to do some stuff at the courthouse. That'll be the cheapest one, the smallest fix to get ADA adjustments made on the north side.
So a total on all the parking lots is?
Don't have it. It's the engineer's been given the go-ahead. We don't have any numbers back yet, but I think we'll be at 300 across all of them.
And we have 115 in the governor's money set aside for parking lots. So
between capital outlay, the 317, and governor's money that we have, sort of, that's like $610,000 to work with.
But the loan from
debt service,
that's it. I mean, you just go get a conventional loan,
We can just get a conventional loan.
And you see the banks here would bid on,
I mean, that's where it's going.
They won't anymore. Few times we've sent those out, we don't even get a response from them. So,
why not?
I don't know. And First National used to always.
No, but
they're probably never, not making any money on them right now.
We could borrow like at 2%. We just have to pay
Through the Tennessee.
3 years.
Would you all think that would be a good idea to do? I mean, it's just sitting there.
Not my place to tell you.
There's $550,000 in that fund right
now. That's what I mean. I mean, we could use that instead of taking away from all this other.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's one of those, isn't it? The sooner the better that we move forward in those areas, so we can move extension and CASA and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice. That's what Neil and I were talking. If we had in the next 2 to 3 years all of these issues kind of taken care of, then we'd be on just a maintenance.
Yeah, and the building besides the, is everything else taken care of besides the elevator in this building?
We're going to take in a tour later today. The bathrooms have been gutted downstairs. Plumber's going to start Thursday. We're going to deal with things that mostly takes care of everything downstairs. There'll be some minor bathroom work. Minor is not minor, but by the time we do a little bit of ADA work on the third floor and the second floor outside Matt's office.
We've had problems in the past with flooding downstairs from up here. Has that been fixed?
Well, yeah, a lot of that with toilets and sinks had just been sitting here for years and never got, turned
roof,
off.
Roof is a problem.
The roof was leaking.
Drainage away from the building.
Yeah.
So we're removing toilets. All the unnecessary toilets are being taken out. We're moving sewer lines out of the building.
But all of that's been, monies have been appropriated for all of that, more or less.
That's small dollars.
Under the floor here, that may still bubble up because you got some foundation issues, but we're attacking that.
Freddie's putting new flooring down himself in that back downstairs.
You know what I'm talking about, back there where their conference room is, back there in that lab theory, as always. You got two problems there. You got the way the water runs off the parking lot on the kind of the upper side, and you got the water that kind of runs up against the building from the roof. Now, I know that we have looked at the roof issue getting it.
The roof has been taken care of. The flat part on the third floor has not been taken care of, but the main roof, the whole rest of the building has been taken care of.
Oh, re-screwed them screws and everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And gutters are in place.
And we've replaced the windows in the election office. We're going to replace 4 windows back here in UCH.
Eight. That's 4 offices.
So we're going to try to do a few windows a year.
Before we have to write $100,000 or $200,000 check to get all of them, but we're feeling out different people. When the parking lot gets dealt with on the backside of this building, they'll deal with the drainage issue as best they can, because the thing does slope at the building, and the whole thing has to be pitched towards the street. So that should
help. Y'all don't see any downfalls to that, then I would make that motion that we use, just get a loan to fix the elevator out of debt service and do it, be done with it. because I like the idea of using all floors.
Yeah.
And getting these people out of these junky buildings and, you know, at some point getting rid of the buildings, tearing them down.
I agree.
Less to deal with.
Are you making a motion?
I am making that motion.
I'll second that motion.
To take out a loan and use the money to fix the elevator out of debt service, or sending that to the commission to approve, obviously.
Okay, but my question on doing that is these others that they mentioned, the parking lots and the roof on the senior center and all that, how we're paying for that?
We're going to be able to pay for that out of the 610 that we have in cash.
We'll have enough to take care of all of it?
I think so.
Yeah.
We don't have numbers, but we'll get very close.
I think it'll be there. It'll be under that threshold. If not, then...
So we'll have everything ADA compliant?
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
Be a whole lot better than what we've been
doing. Well, the major things will be taken care of.
We'll still have the little things like the...
As long as we keep extension service as a functioning building, that won't be ADA compliant. But the point would be to stop using that building.
And move them over here.
And move them over here. And same thing over with Child Advocacy Center. You know, that's going to stay on the list. Either we fix the building or we relocate them over here or some other place that is ADA compliant.
We keep attacking ADA every year. That's the way to go about it over the next decade, really. They hit the big high points. That's right.
If we can try to get the major things taken care of.
Mm-hmm. And we're really still going to have... Correct me if I'm wrong, we put in 2 cents into debt service, so that was 50,000.
We pulled 2 cents out of debt service.
Yeah.
To put in the general fund. So we only have 3 cents in there right now.
No, we had 5 cents.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got 3 cents, so that's 75 okay. Plus the 525. So really, we're almost paying for it just this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're still going to have well above $400,000 in debt service.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Call the roll.
Corey Davenport.
Yes.
James Atkins.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Okay, we'll have Brooke prepare that to bring to, well, we'll get bids together and all that before we even go to the commission.
Okay.
Makes more sense.
Whatever y'all
do, so it's all in one shot.
All right. Second driveway for the health department?
Well, Michael Relling sent Brent an email that they wanted to do a second driveway, and I guess that was because of the COVID shots that they're doing, but I've emailed him to ask him to kind of justify, because that surely to me cannot be increasing COVID shots. I would think that would be decreasing. I don't know if what he said to you about it, but he's on vacation this week, so I didn't get in touch with him, and I didn't know if...
I got new cases still coming in, don't they?
Well, I'm sure they're still doing them. I'm not saying that, but I wouldn't think that would be something that's going to...
I think that just from a way I understand it, they kind of drive in here, and then they can circle around, and they got to drive right back out. So I understand it right. They want to put another driveway access here. That way they can, if they run into the same problems, they can run in here and run out there.
Yeah. So he got 16.
The same end of the current parking lot.
Yeah.
Toward the jail?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was $16,000 bids what he got on it.
Golly. Yeah, the original contractor came back with that number.
They probably have to put a tile.
Would have been.
Yeah, a big tile. Yeah.
Can I interject just a piece of knowledge for Neil and Diane's purpose? I have a meeting with Michael Relling on the 27th of this month. Would y'all like to see if you could talk to him at some point on that day when he's here?
Yeah, we'll talk to him. We can do that. I just wanted to ask him some more questions about it, but I just wanted y'all to be aware of it, that he's asked
this
for that.
This seems like too much for $16,000 for
a lot.
The tile,
let me
some gravel and dirt and asphalt.
Why couldn't the county highway department do it?
Are we going to ask them to do that? Are we going to pay them to do that?
We'd have to pay them.
I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Well, I understand that they would be cheaper than the contract.
Or do you have to go through engineering and all this other stuff and environmental and everything else to get it done?
And my next question is, if this is COVID related, why couldn't we use the $1.4 million?
probably because the paperwork involved is not, we're going to try to control the amount of paperwork we have to generate and the amount of bids and Bacon Davis or Davis Bacon Act stuff that we're going to have to document to spend that money.
Yeah, we definitely could do that because it is COVID related, I'm sure, but anyway. For $16,000.
Well, like I said, once you
talk to me, if you got the county, and that may be able to do it.
We could, yeah, I'm sure he just asked the guy to do a bid since he's the one that did the parking lot.
We'll ask Wayne, and then, we'll talk to me with Michael later this month or early next month. So this month.
So we're going to get more information on that one.
Yes.
More info.
Okay,
the American Rescue Plan.
Like I discussed earlier, I really don't have much except for the fact I talked to Mark Farley and Tommy Lee, and he just encouraged me to come up there on the 27th, and then and also said, did he say that after the 27th he's coming down that night? That's a Tuesday night for a planning commission meeting, and he should know something. He's going to brief me back that afternoon, kind of what he finds out. Again, the way I understand it is,
There's more guidance coming in September.
Yeah, you're
on this.
Correct. We're going up there that morning, and then he's coming back.
Did he say he wanted to meet with us about 5 o'clock, too, to kind of give us, because, you know, he's going to, what I kind of gathered was that they'll be wanting a priority list from an infrastructure standpoint, what we think we, what we need. So I don't know what that
water, sewer, broadband, are they talking
water,
other than the three that are really?
Water is the number, matter of fact, water is, I had a water issue today over on Frank Oak Road, and water sewer is the top list, and we kind of don't control either one of those. I mean, the Frank Oak Road issue today that brought up, they get their water from Viola, so we've got Woodbury Water Department has its own structure and infrastructure, and then we have segments of the county that get water from other counties. So, yeah, water. I figured water is a top priority to try to get it out throughout the entire county.
Do you think they're meeting also with all the utility districts to get their priority lists? Or do we need to do that to talk about where those issues are around the edges? Obviously, we've been reached out to by DeKalb Utility District.
DeKalb, Warren County.
Right. No, I don't know if they... See, that's another thing. The utility district is something. As a matter of fact, when I percolated this water issue up, essentially they've kind of decentralized that out to all the utility districts. If you have customers in your area and that you want to invest in that capital to sell, you know, water or whatever, or if you have the ability to do that, then it's kind of on you. Now, I don't think they'll have anybody there at that meeting to represent the utility districts, but I mean, that's a matter of fact, it's kind of a question that I've had with some representatives. I think Rutherford County, what's called, I think it's, I don't know if it's called Rutherford County.
Recommendations for adding on to the jail, paying essential workers like a bonus out of this. So I think too, like Brent said, get a plan together if we can get some ideas from.
Well, I know that like the ambulance service had to work a lot of overtime during all that.
Well, and you know, I feel like too they were out there in it. And I mean,
right.
You know, the sheriff's department was out there in
right.
it. The health department workers.
Michael Riley approached us as well. Yeah. Smith County, did $2,000. Bonus per person, you know, essential workers, however they define that. I asked them to get us whatever their write-up was so we know how they decide those details.
Well, I had asked him to give us, and then I asked Brent in to kind of give us somebody. I don't know that you need to give it to somebody that's been here a month. You know what I mean? I don't know that would be really make no sense, but somebody that had been here like from March of 2020 to say June of this year would deserve the bonus. Now, I think if you want to say, hey, we want to give it to them in December at Christmas, or you want to give it to them half in Christmas and half at July of next year so that they don't get the bonus and then quit, you know, you could do this a couple of different ways, because you obviously don't want to give them a $2,000 bonus and they quit the next day. So does that make sense?
Yeah, but if there's somebody that's been here that worked during COVID,
I think they deserve it, yeah. Right. I mean, but like if he's hired a deputy last week, I don't know that they deserve the.
And I think that would be up to them to decide who.
Did I miss something? The American Rescue Plan is going to cover the work overtime.
It will pay for a single.
For a bonus. Okay. Well, it's not recurring.
It's a one-time bonus.
One-time thing.
That's his list.
So, okay. So that was just, and then building onto the jail has been mentioned. So I think.
But from a priority list, so my water, sewer.
Yes.
That too.
You're right. Worker pay. I'm just making sure.
Yes, like the dump guys.
Yeah, the dump.
They're essential workers. Okay. They had to be there.
Essential worker pay.
Yes.
Okay. I'll see what. Yeah.
It calls it.
And I gave y'all.
Recipients may provide premium pay respectively for work performed at any time since the start of COVID public health emergency. Such premium pay must be in addition to wages and already received and obligated to provide such pay. Basically, it's just saying what we just said. You know, it's okay. It's for, that's in your packet there, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adding on to jail, expanding to jail, that's in the allowable list.
Is it?
Because you're responding to COVID, you're spreading them out.
And they're pushing that as a way to spend money or invest money. We don't have to allocate this money until December 31st, 2024. Okay? We don't have to have spent it. We just have to have allocated all of it. So we have to spend it by the end of 2026. We have to decide where we're going to spend it by the end of 2024.
Right.
2024. So we've got 2 years. End of 2024. Because some of these projects are going to take a year to plan anyway, and if it's utility district stuff, those things may take 2 or 3 years for them to get engineered and built. Essential worker pay, obviously, we can take care of that, you know, as soon as we really understand the rules. I don't know that they know the rules yet.
Like I said, in September, we may get something else that changes this. So
we don't want to be the first people spending money.
Yeah.
No,
we will do it wrong.
But we just need to start talking about it, meeting about it.
Yeah.
But we're getting
where we can and use it.
We already have 1.4.
What we need.
We'll get
right.
Yes, yeah. We got 1.4 in the bank.
Of this?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's seven.
And I gave you a copy of the receipt.
Yeah. So I knew. Okay.
Yeah.
What fund is that in? I don't know.
We set up a separate fund, 127, to put that in. So it's in its own fund by itself. And they recommended that you do that.
Yeah, makes sense.
127.
So we're talking water, sewer, essential worker bonuses, and add on to the jail. Is there anything else that anybody?
Well, I mean, it gives you a bunch of stuff here. I don't know that, you know.
It's going to take a lot more than that money to do all of that anyway.
Yeah. Like we have debt on the jail for $3 million.
That's what I was fixing to say. If you allocated for the jail, that'd buy about the entire.
Yeah.
But I love the
but
idea.
But I'm just, the ideas that's been thrown out so far. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's there.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's in the bank.
But now that, to help me with.
So that is that separate from what I'm going to my meeting on?
Yep.
Okay. On top of that, you think?
No, that's what you're going to the meeting about.
Yeah.
So let's fix the
well,
same.
Well, they sent us half of it.
We got one half of 2.85.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The other part.
But we've already
got that.
Other two tiers of money also.
What do you mean?
We've already got
the governor's $600,000 or $700,000 last year.
COVID, we've already gotten two checks or two pots of money COVID related prior to this one.
Probably three.
We got the $767,000, we got the $216,000 CARES Act money, and now we have $317,000
of just governor do whatever
governor
you want.
Money.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. And then half of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got four actual pots of
gotcha. Money. Okay. That's what I thought, but I just want to make sure it's clear. So
we've never had this problem before.
I know.
So
that's why I mean COVID sucks, but the money has been a godsend.
So we've got that earning tremendous interest.
And listen, this ain't even including probably what's going to come down eventually on this whole infrastructure deal that they're trying to put together, if they ever pass that.
Yeah, right now, isn't there something up for Congress?
That's what I thought. There's a huge
trillion.
Yes, trillions. I mean, it's a lot of money for just infrastructure. Wow. Roads, bridges, water, sewage, all that.
I just don't see where they're getting all this money to throw
That's
out.
That's why inflation was in at a record high.
It's out of my pocket, your pocket.
All the stimulus checks and paying higher taxes.
Not yet.
Yeah, no, no, I know that's where the money's coming from.
When you have a printing press,
your grandchildren. There's going to be a payday.
Your grandchildren.
June's inflation was the highest on record.
Food is already outrageous in the store.
That's his lumber and so on and so on.
We know that with roofing materials.
Yes.
So anyway, we just wanted to go ahead and
So what are we doing? I mean, are we saying these are just the ideas, we're going to come back to them? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
Well, it sounds like we got to hear what they got to say now.
I mean, between, like you said, you just going to get more information in September, then Trent going to the meeting, and between all of that, and like I heard what you said, Neil, we're not going to be the first to spend it. That's because we got to.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. Let somebody else be the guinea pig.
The paperwork, the reporting is probably going to be a nightmare.
Yes, sure.
I'm kind of already dread that.
Are we allowed to hire admin? And I'm not just blindsiding anybody with that question. Is there an admin line in there, do you know?
I don't know the system,
like BOE's money, they're allowed to hire admin.
And actually it says reporting. Generally, recipients must submit one initial interim report, quarterly or annual project expenditure. Somewhere in some cases, it doesn't say, but maybe they'll tell you in September.
I'll ask a question.
That's a great question to ask.
I'll ask them if any other counties are thinking about hiring additional staff to kind of manage some of this.
I think the big ones have to. I mean, we can manage $2.85 million if it's in a handful of projects.
But if $50 million, golly, like Knoxville or something, that would be unreal.
Yeah.
That would be helpful if they could tell us that.
While we're through that, bid updates.
Okay, so you have this in your packet.
Yep.
Just to
is
show.
Is that the CARES Act? Okay.
No, before it.
County bid.
I got it in order, Karen.
Well, I'm not taking it out of order. I'm not like somebody else.
So go one more.
One more. All right. Okay.
Neil, do you have anything before, well, of course, the parking lot, the community center roof, we were going to...
Senior center roof, if you want to talk about that.
Senior center roof, more than likely is going to be more than $40,000, and that's what the commission approved for us, but even shingles is going to be more than $40,000.
Is this because of the increase in the materials? Because we're only at 25 to start with?
It was $25,000 last year.
There were three quotes for, like, in that range for screw-down roofs. We have not bid a screw-down roof. And even actually did do that, and those were painfully expensive.
The highest one was what, $267,000?
$267,000.
Yeah, from
that. So now we're going to bid out
versus $25,000.
We're going to bid shingles to see what we can get on that.
Yeah, that's what I heard last night in our board meeting, and it just like what?
Yeah, we met with the architects who are working on the Woodbury Grammar School, and they gave us rough numbers today as to what they think. Like the metal roof will be 100 to 140 for standing seam, and 80 to 100 for a shingle roof. On the senior center.
It's unbelievable.
Really?
I mean, I don't know that much about roof. That's unbelievable.
It's a lot of roof.
I just hate to put that much money in a shingle roof and they don't last but 10 or 12 years.
The one that we'd be speccing would be warranted for 30.
Yeah, but they don't last.
They don't last 30.
They don't last 30.
But they're warranted for 30. No, it's not really going to be helpful.
All right, so on this right here,
well, while we're on that, so we need to put it back out to bid to figure out, because that roof is leaking inside the senior center. Like, we're getting damage inside the building. So, whatever.
I mean, it's going to expand in problems.
Right, where they expand. Right, we're going to have our repair costs are going to get worse. So, do we feel like we want to spend $130, $140 on the standing seam roof? I mean, we have those bids. Or do we put it out as a shingle roof? Kind of.
Because they'll have to remove that shingle that's on it to do a standard seam.
So tell me again, how much was the metal roof going to cost?
Let's call it 135. We have probably a good bid at 135. We have two or three good bids.
So 35,000 more to do a tin roof.
European engineering deal where
shingle roof.
It goes like this and it overlaps over.
But a tin roof will last you 4 years and a shingle won't last you 30.
We were pushing for the metal roof.
That's why it's cost. It's like an interlock.
I mean, where I'm going, I know that. On my son's house, he went with a metal roof.
If I was doing my house, I'd go with the metal roof.
Because
I know a metal roof will last a lot longer than a metal.
The screw down will need a lot of repair. Screw down was the cheapest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you said
$20,000 less than standing seam?
There's metal. Then there's standing seam, which is metal, but it's a different type of metal.
Like most people here have screw down roofs.
Right.
We've gotten quotes on that and for standing seam. The screw down roofs you have to start fixing in 10 or 12 years.
Well, that's true. That's right. I mean,
if they're screwed in the ridge?
It's actually illegal. Sorry, it voids the warranty to screw in the ridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't screw in the ridge. Now, if we're not following the rules, we can have Russell Davenport gave us the best price for a screw-down roof.
I mean, that's the way mine's done. I mean, he put mine on, and he explained, you know, here's the normal way, and I don't know, he probably told me warranted some. I don't know, but it's like it makes sense. How can you have a leak up here in this ridge where there's virtually never any water?
He called the architect directly, and it does void, you know, the warranty on the
roof. So what was his price?
75. He's penciled it out the other day, 75 for a screw-down roof.
75 for a screw down roof. The standing seam was.
He didn't give me a standing seam, but add 25. I'd say 100.
100, yeah. And then you got seam shingle for how much?
The architect this morning suggested 80 to 100.
Yeah.
Well, why would we not go with the metal?
That's what I said.
Well, if we put it back out to bid, Russell's bid won't meet our architect's specs because he won't install per the. So we are avoiding. You know, the architect's coverage as well as the metals coverage.
The only guy I know that does standing seam around here is that he's a part of them. He's a Warner. Is that where Christian Warner them?
He bid.
Did he bid?
Wasn't he?
He's the guy who bid the very first time.
W-A-N-N-E-R?
Yeah.
He bid the first time with a really low bid that we were excited about, and then he did not respond when we rebid it. And
then materials have gone up because they buy it all out here at Manchester.
They're all buying it at Watson's.
Watson's.
I mean, back to the Russells. I mean, I know what you're saying does this and this, but can we do that? I mean, what I'm saying, legally, can we do that?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Yeah. There's an exception in the thing that's like we can make modifications from, you know, the bid specs and do whatever we want to do. But we do have to put it back out to bid one way or another.
Yeah, because
Russell didn't submit a bid.
Right, and then others could submit a bid doing the same way that Russell's going to do it if they wanted to.
Right.
Okay.
My house has a screw down roof on it.
Mine does too.
My house has a screw down roof.
Yeah, I'm all. Yeah, I'm for that myself.
Me too.
I agree.
We'll do what you want.
I'll make a motion to do that.
To rebid it?
Screw down.
Yeah, screw down.
Okay.
Because, I mean, if I'm going to sink $100,000 in a metal roof, golly.
I went metal because it's pretty effective the last twice.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. And you may have to come down and screw it down every now and then.
I
wouldn't
stand the same.
10, 15.
Did you?
But it wasn't no $100,000.
No, right.
Yeah, it was a different world. Yeah, a different world.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine was $8,000 back then.
My standing seam was 15 or 18.
Yeah.
It's a small house, but
it's 20
years ago.
Well, that mine. And Warner did it.
Is that once you get the bid, it's done, or is it got to go back for the commission?
Because we're going to have to spend more money.
Yeah, because we only appropriated $40,000.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I'm just curious.
So at the earliest, we're still probably 2 months out from even telling someone to start, which means we've got 2 more months of water damage.
So I guess we need to do a motion in a second on that.
I'll make a motion to do a rebid on a screw-down roof. For the senior center.
Second.
All right, call the roll because this is a.
Corey Davenport?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Karen Asher?
Yes.
We will proceed then.
Do you want to talk about the community center roof?
Yes. Well, I thought that's what we were talking about.
No, that's
senior
center.
Oh, community center.
we told the engineer to go ahead, you know, or the architect has to design exactly what she wants to do. You know, there's those dead furnaces up top, so those are going to be removed. There will be no furnaces on the upper roof, on the gymnasium roof. The new furnace with air conditioning will actually go side by side on the lower roof, and it's really easy to hook into the power supply and stuff, and then just shoot straight across, you know, run air across the ceiling from there. The height's really kind of convenient. They're going to have to deal with that weird overhang on that building. It's falling apart, so we'll possibly remove it. We're not sure what it looks like underneath, and then we won't be actually draining the new roof through the roof. We'll see if Stacy, the architect, can figure out a way to do that. So hopefully we'll have, you know, their specs in the next few weeks, and then we'll put that out to
bid. So we're going to have to put a roof and the heating and air?
There's no insulation in that roof.
1973?
Zero insulation. And it leaked. We spent $5,000 patching a corner of it last year.
Yeah.
One corner temporarily. We'd rather not do that.
Okay.
I mean, it's a 50-year-old building.
Yeah.
How long it's...
But totally underutilized.
Yeah.
We'll do nothing with it.
Well, let's get air conditioning in it.
Yeah.
And then it can start being more useful, and we can start programming again. You get into it.
I want to find out community center, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
A couple of months in the beginning of this year, every single day something went on down there. Because they called me to set an appointment.
Oh, I'd like to buy one of them Tom's vending machines. Spent a lot of money on them as a youth.
I know. Our fire department has talked about having a knife and gun show and hopefully having it there.
Hmm. Not a bad idea.
We're looking into it.
Bill Goodman's gun and knife show. Tell a buddy, bring a friend.
They had a table full.
Yeah, man, they had a pack.
I think you'd get a good crowd for that.
Oh yeah.
The heaters they put up in the corner, which I mean, if you put heaters in the corner of a high roof, the heat that's kind of
stays right up there.
Yeah. Unless stays you're in a loft, there. You know, you're kind of not gonna feel much of the heat. And then, like I said, the cool. Would be nice. I mean, if it had, you know, the concrete floor is a little rough, but, you know, but anyway, it is what it is. But
if we could talk the school into it, we could take that new gymnasium floor they put in that one and bring it in over there. That would be wonderful.
They want to save that to put in the new school, but it could be years from now. The other weird thing about that is the way it used to have its sort of like venting system. There's like those big vents on the north wall. We'll frame those in and insulate those, because if we're ever going to do an addition or something, we'd build out through there because there's already an arched opening. But we'll just seal those up temporarily so it could be removed.
Yeah, that's probably a frame, kind of a steel frame overhang.
I think so.
Yeah.
Three big fans on the end, right? Or is it just louvers? I think it might just be louvers.
Fans are in the ceiling, or the fans are in the louvers. I don't remember.
Sorry.
I was just going to number 8 if y'all are through
that. Well, I was just going to let you guys know, too, that BIS is going to install the courtroom equipment in September 27th, 28th, 29th.
Video arraignment. I'm not sure how much of that goes in the jail and how much of that goes in the courthouse.
Well, there's the jail, and there'll be. And are you ready for that?
Jordan's aware.
Okay. So they get a big box. That keeps their TV screen in, so I guess they can't come up and punch it and do all that.
Right.
It's all steel. And then a camera there. And I don't know, I guess, will they have like a private room for that?
Yeah.
So they can talk to their lawyer and things, I'm assuming. And I guess they can have their own time with that then, can't they? I don't know. You'll work that out. But I don't know how the courtroom is going to be set up.
So we're going to do court now through the TV instead of having them come over here?
Well, they're doing that now. But the problem right now is...
The circuit court stopped.
They have a laptop.
The reason they came here on a laptop.
It's a laptop like this.
And you
the
can't
logger's
turn the
behind
volume up real loud.
Susan. And Susan's right here. And they're trying to listen like this with a laptop and video. And it just sucks.
It is all grant funded. It's no local
has
money.
To be recorded, and if they came here, the judge has ordered us last bill to be brought back to the courthouse. Well, that poses a security risk again, and extra manpower. I don't have.
So this system will take care of all that. Now, what it won't do that I would love for us to look into is record all of our meetings. You know what I'm saying? Like all our... But
anything. We could do that with Zoom, couldn't we?
It will do. There's a company out there. There's several different companies, but one of them in particular, we looked at it. Lane had brought them in. They'll do, I mean, their system does everything, and it transfers straight to your county website. It'll literally stream straight to it.
Okay.
So you can, and it'll like, say, for example, on this agenda, if you want to, from home, go straight to that agenda number 8, you can literally type in 8, and it'll go straight to that point and pick up the video where 8 starts, instead of you having to watch 1 through 7.
Okay.
I don't know what it costs, but I think that's something at some point, instead of having Jeremiah back here behind us or anybody else behind us, you got cameras here, you can focus, you have it. It's not something that, you know what I'm saying? It's something that's up to date and it's 21st century versus
us.
It's
time to do that.
It is so time to do that. But we got to get this system
in. But this BIS is just for court.
Well, no, it's for commission meetings too, right?
I don't know yet. I don't know where it's evolving to.
Oh.
I hope it is. I don't know where it's going. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen the system to know where it is. I just know we got a $25,000 grant for it. It's fully paid. So we pay
for it. Oh, so it's going to pay it completely?
It's completely, yeah. We don't have anything. We don't know anything on it.
But they're not installing it until September?
Right.
Yeah.
You know how it is now. It takes forever to get equipment.
Yeah, we had to have it done by December 31st.
Yeah, it's got to be spent by then.
Yeah.
So. Neil, you have anything else on bids?
I just wanted to, if you don't care, let me ask. Where did that outfit is? Okay, so number one, who got the Short Mountain Studios? Are they doing there?
Yeah, Louis doing it.
Who?
Louis. He used to do the county website.
Okay, so
the chamber website.
Louis doing it.
He's taking care of it. Yeah.
We're going to do the gov deals for the animals.
We already have. It's already posted on there, and it ends next 27th or 29th.
Okay. We got any bids?
What is
yes,
that?
Yes, he did. We did get one, but he came back and asked us about the engine problems. So we got with Jason Barrett. So when we submitted those, he contacted me today and he resubmitted it because he needed to add those engine problems.
But we did get one bid late. One person did bid when we ran it in the newspaper. We did get one bid, but it came in after a day or two.
What is
after,
it for?
$2,300, $2,700.
Sitting right back here.
Yeah, that old ambulance.
It's got major problems.
And I know the radio and the roof and then the old records.
We also got the excess property van. Exit Realty has done that online bid.
I think it's over. I've been just texting this morning saying they're dispersing all the stuff, so I have no idea what the dollars turned out to be on that.
Okay.
The auction is closed.
Over at the old school.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Get rid of junk.
We're still going to have a yard sale, but at least we got rid of the
auctionable
stuff.
All our stuff.
Over at the old school, we didn't get all of this
sold
stuff.
40 things, whatever 40 things is.
Well, probably a paparay or something less.
Yeah. I think we had a problem with some of the old dental chairs or something like that didn't sell or something. But anyway, we sold a lot of stuff out of that old school gym.
And that thing needs to be tore down too, don't it?
Yeah.
And it's one of those I've heard about, it, and then I see it on here, the Bradleville Post Office.
That's next month on the agenda.
I mean, it's...
We got an offer though for $155,000.
All right. So is Bradleville Post Office going away, or
no. People buy post offices to be post office landlords?
Right.
We were.
And it's about. I don't have some more numbers just to kind of talk. Since it got tabled, I thought that the commission needs to see what we think the repair estimate is. So we hopefully have that for the next commission meeting. We've had some problems with the foundation. We've had some problems in the past. We've had some problems with the septic system. We've had some problems with the roof. And so, but we thought we rent it for, it was bought for $3,100.
1998.
Yeah. '98, kind of fell on our lap. It fell on our lap.
We just got it because whoever owned it didn't pay their taxes or something.
Legally, it fell on
our lap. So now we're going to sell it, and it'll still be, somebody else will own it.
It'll still be a post office.
And somebody else will own it instead of the county.
Right.
That's bottom line, just like the one up here.
And they'll pay property taxes, and we don't have to pay the property back. And we may have $70,000 of repairs if we have to maintain it.
Sure. No, I mean, it makes 100%. I don't know even why we go to post office down there, but anyway.
That's
somebody must use it.
So, yeah, we got one good bid, and we'll see where we are in a few weeks on that.
But, I figured, the bid is a contingent, so it's a contingency. So they'll probably, at some point, it'll have to be inspected.
They're going to do their own inspection, too.
Okay.
We did get another letter from someone just yesterday or today, another company that also buys post offices, that if this falls through, we'll certainly approach them.
Anything else?
I don't have anything else on that.
Number 8, covering rebuilding appropriations.
So I just let you guys know we've received the 317. That's really all that's, we've kind of already touched on that, but, and that's, yeah, and the receipts on the back side of it. But we just got to decide how we're
going to do this. These letters are great, ain't they?
Yeah, I know. I'm glad you sent those to me.
I didn't know they had taken it. I must have missed this one because I didn't realize they had agreed to take out the limitations.
Yeah, now it's up to the local government to decide how to spend it.
You know, first they say, oh, no, you got to do this, 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 and then they finally come back.
Is this the same one where we got 600 last year?
Yes.
767 last year.
But we're only getting 317?
Yeah, they halved it. They halved it because we're getting all this other federal money, and so maybe they thought we couldn't handle all of it, so they're, stockpiling on top of their stockpiling. But we're grateful.
Yep, I ain't gonna turn it down.
We pretty much have plans for it though. See, we didn't see this in a roof.
It's spent.
Yeah, it won't last long. The next thing is the just financial reports. I've given y'all a copy of this CARES Act money, and at the bottom there's $9,685 that's still not used.
My question was, when does that have to be used by?
There's no date.
It doesn't exist as far as the government's concerned.
So we did buy a new mower and a new trailer for the mower. So that mower will be here. Ivan's going to get it Thursday.
We never did get him a truck, did we?
Jordan found him a truck, I think.
Right, a free truck. So
free.
We've been working on that. And so Jordan's got back into
where did you find it?
Surplus, government surplus.
Mm-hmm. Really? So we're going to try to get Rodney one too.
Well, that would be great.
It hasn't been finalized, but they're available.
Rodney's truck is a piece of crap.
Yeah, it's so old.
Yep.
The next thing I'm giving you is the governor's money, and so the green, the highlighted green areas, I took off, and don't get excited about the gas away, but we can put that on next year. I just took it off for this year, and the two at the top, we've pretty much already done those little small things. The $25,000 for the morgue, I don't see that we're going to be needing that. So if we take those off, we're going to have $63,000 out of this that's unallocated. So
of the original 767.
Yeah.
That's 63,179?
Yes.
Yeah. As the ambulance authority hasn't bubbled up anything else about the morgue. The morgue just kind of died away.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything? I haven't heard anything.
So, and I just still have the
fingers. Do you want one? Do we need one?
I mean, it's something that would be just another government entity we'd have to kind of manage and,
Well, this is not really more related, but those two trailers over there, we had talked about them a while ago. Them trailers over there, low reach trailers.
Yeah.
And we need to get rid of them things.
Yeah, those
Tim's using one, so let's we should just go look at it.
No.
Tim Bell.
Tim's not using those, not those two portables. He's using that building.
And one portable.
The 4-H office has stuff in there. I thought Tim told me he didn't have anything in it.
Okay.
But now the 4-H office has a bunch of stuff in one of them. So
more stockpiled knickknacks.
I don't know what.
Tim got a storage building and put down there. His stuff.
Yes, Tim got all his stuff down.
His is in a separate.
He took me in there and he's got it all nice, neat, and
it's all stacked.
Yeah, but that was a separate building.
But that would be great to get rid of them, and then there's that old. I don't know if it's a concession stand or a bathroom.
There's a little concrete bathroom in there behind the old health department.
But I thought that concession stand was what Tim was using.
No, he's not using anything down there anymore. Other than what he got.
He's got the building and that storage building and then their rescue building.
Yeah, that's all he's got in there.
Yeah.
But them two trailers are sitting in there rotting.
Yeah, one of them's, I think, got a lot of mold in it because the last one was using
full,
it.
It's full of mold, yes.
Pulled theirs out.
And that's what I was fixing to say. I mean, we could almost just say, listen, you want it, you come get it for scrap, whatever, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Do we have to surplus that as a day in inventory? Okay, so that should be on the next agenda.
Yes, and then that right there would be sweet to clean up and either expand the fairgrounds or expand the, you know, like when we do this thing coming up in September, the tractor pull.
Tractor pull?
Yes, you can have
bunch of bleachers.
Bleachers?
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe we can surplus that at the August meeting.
And like the those bathrooms, we're either going to have to tear it down or make it ADA accessible.
Yeah, those ones right behind the 4-H.
Yes, just those bulldoze that to the ground.
Terrible. Yeah. Okay, well,
I know I'm rolling, but it's just, and that old fence is.
The fence has to come down, but apparently it was paid for by the Lions Club at some point, so I'll reach out to the Lions Club. There's no Lions, right? Okay.
The whole area could be.
It could look so much better. Yeah. And it just be. And Daryl, God bless you. Love you. Thanks so much of you, my friend.
Thanks for the escapade.
I mean to do some like cleaning up down through there.
All right, financial reports.
I'm still under state guy.
Okay, well, I didn't know. Okay.
I'll help where I can.
Okay.
That's
I can't get them around.
And then this is just the trial balance from today.
What's our total cash right now? The big number.
At the bottom, we have $17 million total, 2.5 in county general, almost 300,000 in solid waste, and on down you can see.
What does BOE have?
BOE is at $5 million.
2.57 million in general fund.
2.5,
They're answering.
So, do you have any money, anything you got to pay? Be soon out of solid waste. Okay.
And there's some improvements we could do, but I think we need to kind of let it settle, see where we're going to go. We got some cardboard and recycling and all types of paper. We got the old facility, and we'll just kind of see where we go from there.
Okay.
Thursday, we take possession of the remounted ambulance.
Yes.
Finally, after being painted.
Yeah.
Finally got paint.
Yes.
You get crazy.
It's been months.
Other capital, or I'm sorry, education capital projects, is that the one
that's the one with the adequate facilities.
Adequate facilities, yeah. Okay. That's actually getting up there.
I know.
Is there 100 in that?
I think there's
51,644.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. It should be, 80,000 if they do pay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
the first bureau,
you
have to give it a
lot of money. Yeah, that's true.
Well,
that's good.
Well, it sounds good,
doesn't it? Well, I mean, it's just good that we're
a lot different than we was commissioned.
Oh my gosh, man! It's just a massive change in 3 years.
Just the budget. I wasn't commissioned.
You wasn't a commissioner. You was on the budget committee.
Just in 3 years.
Yeah.
Which I know some of this is due to COVID, but some of this has been reappraisal. Some of this has been the good tax years of good growth and the penny bringing more and better budgets, better spending.
But it would be not a fun time if it wasn't for the COVID.
Yeah,
that right there has been huge. It's been a massive, massive for us. I know, like I say, it sucks, but the money's been a blessing.
Anybody have any new business?
No. Are we meeting again?
Yeah, we need to set another date. You want to just do like a 24th of August, like once a month?
I will.
Appreciate you coming.
No, we can talk about you again now.
24th, I ain't got nothing.
Okay, good on that.
Does that work?
Works good for me.
5 o'clock here.
Let me look, but I don't think I have anything to do.
Does meeting here work with y'all?
Works out.
Yes, it works.
It'll start getting cooler as we go along.
Yeah, I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, that's
what is this address?
110 South Tata. It appears on Google Maps now.
All right, so we're going to meet at 5 again?
South.
Yep. That's good for me.
Tatum Tree.
All right, so do y'all want to take a little tour?
Yes, I'd like to see the bathrooms.
Yeah. They're coming along.
No. Let's get the tour up.
See you.
Well, I guess we're adjourned.
I make a motion we adjourn.
So I get a second?